The Auto Club believes prices at the pump will rise to about $3.75 per gallon, a bit less than last year's peak of $3.79. Spokeswoman Jessica Brady says part of that jump likely is coming soon.
Well, we have seen relatively stable gas prices since the start of January, with Florida's average right around $3.30, give or take. However, as we get near the end of February and refineries start to go into their maintenance mode, switching to the summer fuel blend, we can probably expect gas prices to go up.
Gas prices saw identical rises in the springs of 2011 and 2012 at 86 and 56 cents per gallon, respectively. Brady says this year's increase could be as much as 50 cents, pointing to three factors that drive price movements this time of the year.
The first is refinery maintenance, which if refineries go into their maintenance mode and find some issues that need to be repaired, it can cut output supply, which tends to drive prices higher. Secondly, this is the time of year we see increased demand. As we know, that always drives prices higher. And secondly, we do switch to the summer fuel blend, which can cause gas prices to go up anywhere from 5 to 10 cents per gallon.
A fourth reason could be the refineries that have increased capacity to take advantage of the recent boom in North American crude oil production, which in turn can limit peak prices and volatility.
That has helped to keep our gas prices lower, and it is one of the factors that is forecast to continue to cause the annual average to go down over the next several years. And for example, right now Florida's current average is $3.32. A year ago, it was $3.64.
Brady says unlike the past few years, there's been little, if any, talk so far in 2014 about the possibility of $4 a gallon fuel.
Now, that doesn't mean that there may not be some areas in the nation that don't see that, such as Alaska, Hawaii, and California. They typically have very high gas prices anyway. Here in the state of Florida, sometimes we can be a little bit higher, so we could see prices in Florida go upwards of maybe $3.85, $3.90, but that would be a long stretch.
In something of a timing thing, the projected hikes in gas prices could coincide in part with the beginning of spring break for schools. But AAA's Jessica Brady says that alone does not tend to affect them.
Depending on if it's a very highly populated or popular travel area for spring break, you may have a few gas stations within that area that are privately owned that push prices higher than averages. But overall, it's the increased demand, the summer fuel blend switch, and refinery maintenance that drives prices up around springtime.
Another non-factor are the winter storms that have moved across the country, including the one hitting the Gulf Coast last month.
Given the fact that we've already had a pretty severe winter and it is continuing among many states, we would already be paying and seeing that impact of the increased use of heating oil and things of that nature, but currently right now it's not a major factor in our gasoline prices.
AAA reports self-serve regular in the Pensacola area averaged $3.33 a gallon on Thursday, unchanged from Wednesday but 6 cents cheaper than a week ago. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.